four triples, six of six from the free throw line. So his line score, very comparable to the line scores McGee has put up.
Yeah, depending on which games you watch, as you look back at Liberty, you hear a couple of different comps. Obviously, you heard Greg Gard mention the modern-day college version of Steph Curry. I've heard Marcus Howard, that comp, the former Marquette, great. Again, a lot of that is stature, right? But the ability to be a volume scorer as well. It's going to be a challenge, to say the least, for Wisconsin to see how it fares against Darius McGee, Porter, Rode, etc. And as for the Badgers, we'll see if they can get those paint touches they always look for. You would think there could be some good opportunities to get that accomplished here today.
Well, obviously, our focus is on somewhat of an unknown, a Darius McGee. I'm sure, conversely, when you look at Liberty, their focus has to be on Stephen Crowell coming off a 36-point game. How do you control or contain or limit Crowell's touches inside?
And as he was telling us post-game on Tuesday night, you know, the 5 out of 7 from three gets everybody's attention. But he got going at the low post for some early buckets. And maybe a thing that is as noticeable, at least to those in the Wisconsin locker room, is the three-point shot, is the 7 for 7 at the free throw line. It's a team that, all of a sudden, the last several games, they've been shooting it pretty well at the free throw line.
Yeah, which has really made a huge difference, I think, in the mindset, if nothing else. One thing to circle here in the early going is Chucky Hepburn. Now, three times in the last 7 games, he's gotten into early foul trouble. That was against Bradley, played 11 minutes in the first half. Minnesota played only 4 minutes. And you go all the way back to Rutgers, he played 11 minutes and picked up early foul trouble. So we'll see how Chucky Hepburn approaches this game. Now, as we mentioned a bit earlier, he's going to get some shifts, some turns on McGee, because the Badgers are going to have to, quite frankly, use all of their resources to try to slow him down.
Bill Eck, Edwin Young, Brian McNutts are your officials. 100 and 200 levels, pretty close to full here at the Kohl Center for this second round NIT game. Greg Gard out there trying to get the students trickling back into town. Spring semester starts tomorrow, and getting Area Red as filled as possible here today.
With the NIT, you're a little bit uncertain on the type of officials that you will draw, as far as do they have any experience doing your games. Went back and look, Bill Elk has done 3 Wisconsin games this year. Edwin Young did 1, so they at least have some familiarity with the way the Badgers play.
Badgers home white cardinal trim, Liberty in the traveling blue, both light and dark blue in the white trim. Bill Eck will put it in the air. Blake Preston, Stephen Crowell jumping center, toss and tap to the Badgers. Wisconsin moves to our left, and round 2 of this NIT is underway. Liberty straight up defensively. Crowell left of the circle, feeds Tyler Wall against Preston the right wing. A throw to Hepburn. Is against Porter. Now Klesman whips it to Asijan. Asijan against Van Zandt, left wing. Goes into Crowell, left of the lane. Single coverage on Rode. Crowell backing, left block, right shoulder turn. Make that left shoulder turn up and in with the right hand. So much like the Bradley game, Crowell getting into the scoring column early at that left block and working himself into the lane. 2-0 Wisconsin. Liberty moves to our right. Colin Porter outside left against Chucky Hepburn. Turns down the Preston screen. Porter dribbles left of the lane. Feeds McGee. Open for 3. Left side. Hit the right side. Iron out. No good. Rebound to Connor Asijan for Wisconsin. Asijan to the front court. Bounces to Tyler Wall. Baseline left. Wall backing on Preston. Backing is Wall. Still backing. Trying to step through it. He walked with the ball. Turnover of Wisconsin.
There was a situation for Tyler Wall to kick the ball to a teammate. Yep. He had plenty of time to do so and just try to make something happen that wasn't there.
Early turnover for Wisconsin. We're a minute in, 2-0 the Badgers. Colin Porter, the 5'9 freshman from Ashland, Kentucky, gets things started with the Liberty Flames moving to our right. Throw right side for Van Zandt. Feeds Porter outside right. Bounce pass Blake Preston. Right of the lane against Crowell. Preston whips it to Rode. Deep 3, left side. Good. Kyle Rode, a 39% shooter from distance. And it's 3-2 Liberty. About a minute and a half gone by here at the Kohl Center. Tyler Wall, top of the circle. He'll throw to a Sejan left wing. Goes into Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Rode. A dig from VanZant. Crowell back into the block and threw it away, trying to kick it out to a Sejan in the left wing, and the pass goes out of bounds. So two early turnovers for Wisconsin.
A little cat and mouse game there with VanZant trying to dig on Crowell while you had a Sejan trying to get to an open space on the floor, and a miscommunication between Crowell and
a
Sejan.
A minute 45 gone by. 3-2 Liberty. Porter throwing a road, gets it to VanZant, low on the right to the rim, layup good. Joseph VanZant with his first points, and it's 5-2 Liberty. Hepburn brings it up for Wisconsin. Right side of the front court. Throws to Crowell on the right wing. Tightly defended by Rode. Now Wall. Quick pass. Hepburn into Crowell. Low on the right. Slam dunk. Steven Crowell. Fly into the rim. And it's 5-4 Liberty. 2:10 into the game. Blake Preston brings it up. Anybody could start this offense for Liberty. Here's McGee with a three in the air, right side, no good. Rebound Crowell, and now it's Hepburn up the floor. A pass to Klesman. Thinking about it, left corner, goes into Wall. Tyler left block, whistle, and he is fouled inside. I think they're going to get Kyle Rode here, and they are, with the game's first foul.
I know McGee's missed his first two shots, but did you see how quickly he released the ball?
Yeah, it won't take long before that third shot goes up. He averages 17 shot attempts per game, 11 from the three-point line. Inbounds pass to Klesman, and he gets hip-checked by McGee along the right lane line, so that's the first foul on Darius McGee.
I'm guessing that McGee's seen just about every type of defense and physicalness that you could imagine.
Hepburn, baseline right, inbounds pass. It goes behind Crowell, but Klesman is there between the arcs. A throw to Chucky Hepburn, high on the right. Hepburn using a Crowell screen, heads by Rode. Hepburn flips it to a siege in between the circles. Connor against VanZant, steps back, three on the way, is off the rim, no good. Rebound Darius McGee. 2:45 gone by, 5-4, Liberty leads Wisconsin. Darius McGee brings it up against Max Klesman. McGee on the dribble at the center circle. Using a screen from Preston, driving, got by Crowell to the rim. Layup is good. McGee with his first points. That's what Greg Garb was talking about. McGee takes a ton of threes, but he has the ability to put it on the deck, and that's what he did for his first points of the game. 7-4 Liberty early on here at the Kohl Center. Wall left wing goes into Crowell. Steve left of the lane. Still on the dribble, backing on Preston, backing, left block, trying to step through, pivots, upright hand, good. Crowell with the patience, and he has the first 6 points for Wisconsin. 7-6 Liberty, 3.5 minutes gone by. And Big Stevie coming off that career-high 36, has 6 early points here today. Colin Porter against Connor Assijan. Porter just left of the center circle, high screen Preston. Porter right of the circle. He'll throw it to Preston at the top. Back to the basket. Preston with a couple of pass fakes. Shot clock down to 5. Preston with a pass for Rode. Picked off left wing by Tyler Wall. Turnover Liberty. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Chucky throws to Crowell. Left lane line. Thought he had a path to the basket, but the gate was closed by Preston. And now Crowell muscling it up low on the left. Too strong. No good with the left hand. Rebound Joseph VanZant. 15:45 left of the first half. It's 7-6 Liberty. Darius McGee to the front court of the right side against Max Klesman. A little hedge on the screen from Crowell. A throw to Rode. Baseline right. Runs it back out to Porter. Porter on the dribble to the foul line. Whips it to Rode. Feeds McGee. Trying to split two Badger defenders. Klesman and Wall were there. They're going to get Max for the foul. That'll be his first and the first on Wisconsin. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. To get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:30 left in the first half. Liberty 7, Wisconsin 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Update your home and get 11% off all countertop at Menards. Menards countertops are durable, dependable, affordable, and easy to install. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with Menards' great selection of quartz and laminate countertop. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com to get started on your update today and save 11% on all countertop at Menards. Good through March 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier track clean, Citgo gasoline, Citgo. Let's go together. 15:30 left in the first half. Liberty 7, Wisconsin 6.
One of the common opponents between these two programs is Northwestern. Liberty played the Wildcats in late November in Cancun. Just turned over the ball repeatedly, had 18 turnovers in that game. Still were competitive right through the middle part of the second half before the Wildcats were finally able to put them away.
Well, the Badgers make it no secret what they wanted to do in the early minutes, feed Stevie. Badgers have taken 5 shots. Crowell's taken 4 of them, making 3. Crowell the bench right now as Carter Gilmore is on the floor for Wisconsin. Here's Colin Porter. It's a screen from Zach Cleveland in the lineup right now, who has the ball top of the circle against Tyler Wohl. Goes out to Darius McGee. McGee slips it to Cleveland in the lane, goes to the cup. Tough shot, left hand, way off the mark. Rebound into the hands of Tyler Wohl. Wohl pushing up the middle front court. Throws to Hepburn, left side. Chucky puts it on the deck, baseline left, backing on Porter. Fades, flips, Hepburn got it. From left to the lane, first points for Chucky, and the Badgers have the lead 8-7.
Because of Porter's size, it's pretty difficult for them to really contest a Hepburn shot.
And they list Porter at 5'9", 145. He has the ball right now, is checked by Max Klesmit. Porter, outside left, sizes up Klesmit in the Wisconsin defense. Porter still pounds it. Now they got him pinned on the sideline. A feed to Warfield, driving, and the shot inside, rejected by Carter Gilmore. Hepburn comes down with it, and here comes Klesmit, right side of the front court. A throw to Hepburn at the top. Hepburn turns to a Besiegen on the left wing. Connor goes cross court for Klesmit. Nice catch right cornered and does a good job staying in bounds. Hepburn with 12 to shoot. Chucky at the top. Left hand dribble, steps back. 3 on the way is in and out, no good. Cleveland had it knocked away by Klesmit. Besiegen is there low in the right, up and in with the right hand. Boy, give Klesmit the credit. And it's 10-7 Wisconsin, about 6 minutes gone by.
What are the unsung things that Klesmit brings to this team?
Mentioned Isaiah Warfield out there, Zach Cleveland as well, Shiloh Robinson on the floor. Robinson is 6'7", senior out of Nebraska. There's Darius McGee being checked by Connor Besiegen. McGee, a step back three, right side, nailed it. You can do just about everything right, and then McGee still is going to bury a shot. We're tied at 10. Here's Hepburn the other way. Whistle charge called as Porter took the hit. Hepburn called for the offensive foul.
You know, after McGee hit that shot on Besiegen, I looked at Besiegen's eyes. They kind of rolled in the back of his head like, I thought I did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he did. Damari McGee will come in for Chucky Hepburn. Jordan Davis will check in for Connor Besiegen. Zach Cleveland, 6'7", freshman out of Bloomington, Illinois, on the floor. And Isaiah Warfield, 6'5", junior out of Pennsylvania. 13:33 left in the first half, tied at 10. Porter against Kamari McGee. Porter on the right side. pounding the dribble, goes into Warfield, right of the lane. McGee defends, a float back to Porter, fakes the three, driving by Davis to the cup, layup, good. Colin Porter with the burst, and it's 12-10 Liberty with 13:15 left in the half. Liberty advanced with a Tuesday night win against Villanova. The Badgers got here with a win against Bradley, and a whistle off the ball here on the right wing. They're going to get Tyler Wall for a foul. That's going to be his first. Wall comes out. Crow is back in. Three team fouls against Wisconsin. And two for Liberty.
Moving screen.
Yep, sure was. Stepped right into the man. Here comes Darius McGee bringing it up. For Liberty, five early points for McGee, averages 22.5 a game, and an illegal screen on Shiloh Robinson at the top of the key, trying to get McGee loose. Robinson called for his first foul.
Now, Robinson's had to adjust his roles. Wasn't he a starter early in the season?
Yep.
Now he's been coming predominantly off the bench.
A highly regarded prospect a few years ago out of the state of Nebraska, Kearney, Nebraska. Here's Jordan Davis throwing to Steele on the right wing against Zach Cleveland. A bounce to Carter Gilmore. He's with Robinson throwing to Klesman right side. Max probing and a bounce for Gilmore. Slips it into Crowd. He got fouled by Cleveland from behind. So they're trying to get a little bit more physical, but that time a little too much so. Cleveland is first foul and the fourth on Liberty. 12-10, Liberty leads Wisconsin. 12:46 left in the half. Badgers inbounding. Kamari McGee baseline right. And a Crow right of the lane against Cleveland. Crow backing. Still backing on the dribble. Backs right block. Turns up left hand. Easy money for Stephen Crow, who has eight. And we're tied at 12. 12.5 minutes left in the first half. Kamari McGee, left side of the front court, and there get Klesman for a foul, and that's two on Max, and that is a big deal. So he's going to come out. Chucky Hepburn will come in. Blake Preston back in for Shiloh Robinson. It'll be interesting as this game moves along. Liberty is known at times a team that will double the post. They've been digging a little bit. We'll see if Richie McKay tries to mix things up here against Stephen Crow moving forward. McGee with a bounce for Cleveland at the right elbow. He's with Gilmore, a handoff to McGee. Snaps off a three, left of the circle, and that clipped the right side iron, no good. Hepburn the rebound for Wisconsin. Chucky through the midcourt logo. 12:08 left in the half, tied at 12 here at the Kohl Center. Hepburn throws to Crow. Crow with a handoff to Davis. Jordan Davis, left point. He'll toss it to Kamari McGee. McGee on the right wing for Wisconsin. Gives it up to Hepburn. High screen Gilmore, a hedge from Cleveland. Hepburn throws to Kamari McGee against Darius McGee. Shot clock is down to five. Here's Gilmore, mid post right. He got bumped at a kick out right corner for Hepburn. A three try off the rim, no good. Preston the rebound to Darius McGee of Liberty. 11:40 left in the half. We are tied at 12. Zach Cleveland up top against Carter Gilmore. Cleveland a handoff to Darius McGee. Goes inside. Cleveland catches low on the left, and the layup is good. First points for Zach Cleveland. He averages about 3.5 a game. 14-12 Liberty. 11:20 left in the first half. Jordan Davis throws to Hepburn. Gives off to Crow. Back to Chucky at the top of the circle. Hepburn shakes. Puts it on the floor. Feeds Davis right wing. Quickly into Crow. Crow mid-post right. Preston defending. Single coverage. Backing his Crow. Shakes. Can't get loose on it up and under. And still working. He'll throw it up right hand. Good again. He just stays with it. 10 points for Stephen Crow. We're tied at 14.
I mean, McKay's got to be happy with the defense. Forced a tough shot and he made it.
Looks like he was just smiling there. The coach for Liberty. 14-14. 10:45 left in the half. Cleveland left of the lane. Brody Peebles in the lineup right now. It's Preston with the ball at the free throw line. Drives right lane line. Flips it up. Missed, but a foul on Stephen Crow. And that'll be his first as we hit the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. Badger basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 10:34 left of the first half. Wisconsin 14, Liberty 14. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together.
Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. U.S. Bank scoreboard update, really more of a schedule update. In the lower left bracket of this NIT tonight, Central Florida will play Oregon and Eugene. The winner of that game gets the winner of this game here in Madison between the Badgers and Liberty. Other NIT games later today, Eastern Washington at Oklahoma State, Morehead State against UAB, Sam Houston against North Texas, and Utah Valley plays Colorado. We have 10:34 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, Liberty 14.
A couple of veteran head coaches squaring off in Eugene and Dana Altman and Johnny Dawkins for UCF during this timeout. At the start of it, both head coaches kind of working an official, picking out one and airing his complaints, if that in fact is what they were talking about. Every time I see Richie McKay, I think immediately to Tony Bennett's bench at Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
McKay seated so prominently next to Brad Soderbergh for a long stretch of time as that associate head coach to Tony.
Yeah, a couple of years, the first tour as a head coach at Liberty, 6 years at Virginia, now in his eighth year of the second tour is McKay. Blake Preston at the foul line, only a 41% free throw shooter. 6'9", fifth year senior out of Charlotte, North Carolina. First free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Preston, one of a handful of Liberty players with that COVID year option that they have in front of them, not unlike Tyler Wall at Wisconsin. So Preston could come back for a sixth year next season as he missed both ends there as the second miss is cleaned up by Carter Gilmore. Still tied at 14, 10:30 left of the first half. Hepburn right side against Darius McGee, throwing to Crowell at the top of the circle. Crowell against Blake Preston. Dribble handoff goes to Kamari McGee at the left elbow. Covered up by Peebles. Now it's Gilmore in the left wing. Out to Hepburn with 10 of the shot clock. Chucky against Darius McGee. Hepburn spin move. Left lane line. Now at the block. Throws it up off the glass and in. Good work by Chucky Hepburn. And the Badgers lead 16-14 with 10 minutes left in the half.
Because he went 1-on-2. Preston was helping out McGee on that play.
Just checking us out. Connor Resegian on the bench with two fouls. With the ball is Warfield. Gives it to Preston at the free throw line. Preston takes it right of the lane, backing on Crowell. A little dig from Gilmore. Preston with a bounce out to McGee. Gets there on two bounces. A throw to Cleveland between the circles. 10 to shoot. Cleveland left-hand dribble. Tried to leave it for Preston. And a whistle. Offensive foul as Asijan gets there for Wisconsin.
I got to ask you, is that his first charge that he's drawn?
It's a short list, yeah. I want to say maybe he drew one earlier, but I can't swear to it.
Good play on his part.
Yeah, it was. Zach Cleveland picking up his second foul, so he comes out of the game. Here comes Kamari McGee to the front court for Wisconsin. Feeds Hepburn. Chucky off the high screen to the line, down the lane to the rim. Layup. Yes, it counts and a foul. And one for Chucky Hepburn. The lead is four for Wisconsin. Colin Porter called for the foul. That's his first.
Hepburn feeling really comfortable turning the corner on Porter. We mentioned the size differential, and Porter bumped him at the end. It really didn't affect his shot whatsoever as he rolled that ball through the net and will take a free throw.
Hepburn curling around that ball screen from Stephen Crow. 18-14, Wisconsin. Hepburn at the line, free throw in the air, and it is good. Badgers over the last nine games shooting 75% at the free throw line. 19-14, Wisconsin. 9:30 left in the first half. Porter outside right, screen from Shiloh Robinson. Now Kyle Rode, top of the circle, feeds Porter, left-hand dribble, shadowed by Carter Gilmore. Small versus a not-so-small. A long three from Porter. That's an air ball. Well short, out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
I've got to believe a siege affected his sight line on that shot, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Gilmore hands off to a siege. The siege had it knocked away, got it back. Outside left, flips to Gilmore, back to Connor. He and Gilmore play catch, and a whistle as Hepburn got tangled up with Colin Porter. That's two on Porter. And the seventh on Liberty, so the Badgers in the bonus with 9:01 left in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, that is proving to be a good matchup. It's going to change now because Porter's going to take a seat. Hepburn's had the better of that matchup on the offensive end with Porter.
Isaiah Warfield, 6'5 junior, will come in. So Porter on the bench with two, Asijan on the bench with two. Chucky missed the front end of the 1-1 as Warfield gets the rebound. 19-14, Wisconsin, 8:55 left in the first half. Darius McGee against Kamari McGee. A throw to Warfield high on the left. Feeds Robinson, left wing. Picked up the dribble, throws it to Darius McGee. Darius against Kamari at the center circle, trying to split two defenders, and a foul is called. They will get Kamari McGee with his first foul, and that's team foul number 6 against Wisconsin. Tyler Wall will check back in for the Badgers. 8:42 left of the break. 19-14, Wisconsin. Wall is in for Gilmore. Kyle Rhodes, sideline left front court, will inbound. Gets it into VinZantz, left of the circle. Joseph VinZantz hands it back to McGee. McGee gets a screen from VinZantz. Little switch now as Sejan picks him up, and McGee drives by him, floats it inside. Shiloh Robinson low on the left. He'll finish. Just dropped it in to Shiloh Robinson, 19-16, Wisconsin. Sejan throwing a Wall outside left. Bounces to Stephen Crow, left of the lane. Crow with 10 points so far here today. Backing his Crow. Robinson trying to hold his turf. Crow backs. And Robinson goes down, and Crow gets the bucket as Shiloh Robinson, well, he took one to the face. The Liberty bench wants a review, and they're going to get one here. There will be a video review. Crow gets the bucket. Because I really don't know, I don't think you could call a flagrant there. No. It looked like a basketball play.
He was
play,
just turning to square up and face and got him with the right elbow, it appeared.
So while they do that, we will have a full timeout here, I believe, with 8:05 left in the first half. So a video review will be going on. We will step aside. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 8:05 left in the half. Wisconsin 21, Liberty 16. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org.
In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 38. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 23. Highs level off around 42. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. A dusting of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
College sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. They did rule it a basketball play. No foul. Crowd gets the bucket. We have 8:05 left of the first half. Wisconsin 21, Liberty 16.
Many of the actions that they've been running for Crowd to that side of the floor, they've been using a Sejan to keep the guard honest. In other words, that guard wants to dig down on Crowd. He's going to leave a Sejan wide open. That bears watching as this game plays itself out, because if Crowell delivers that ball to Sejan, he's going to get some open looks.
All right, just sit Crowell on that left block and he goes to work. Here comes Darius McGee. That's 5 points, 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 4 from distance. Darius McGee against Kamari McGee. Darius moves left foul line extended, throws to Kyle Rode, long three straight away, good again. You mentioned McGee, but Rode came in 9 of 14 from distance over his last three games. He's hit his second long shot here of the half, 21-19 Wisconsin. 7:40 left in the first half of play. Hepburn on the left wing, got by Warfield. Chucky low on the left, throws it up, no good. Rebound, Blake Preston of Liberty. So a stop for the Flames, 7.5 minutes left till halftime, 2-point lead for Wisconsin. Darius McGee weaves to the front court, snaps off a three, missed it, but he was fouled. And a three-shot foul coming up for Darius McGee as Kamari McGee guilty of the foul.
We've already talked about McGee's quick release. He's also got a quick change of direction with the ball.
The back-to-back-to-back A-Sun Player of the Year. First free throw for Darius McGee is good. He's 87% from the foul line. Liberty's been in the A-Sun since the 2018-2019 season. Next year, the program moves into Conference USA as McGee hits the second free throw. Jordan Davis in for Kamari McGee. Remember, Max Klesman on the bench with two fouls, so Red Guard up against it here a little bit. Tied at 21, 7:26 left in the half. McGee made the first two, and Darius McGee makes all three of them, and just like that, Liberty leads 22-21. Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin, hands off to Jordan Davis between the arcs. A pass for Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky goes into Crowell, left of the lane against Blake Preston. Backing is Crowell, little dig, backing, left block, Crowell up low in the left, in with the left hand. And 14 in the first half for Stephen Crowell. 23-22, Wisconsin, 7 minutes left in the first half. Crowell, 7 of 8 from the field. Here's Darius McGee driving by Crowell. And the reverse layup going right to left, no, tipped up and in by Joseph Van Zant. And Liberty gets the lead back, 24-23, with 6:45 left in the half. Wall hands off to Davis, high on the right. Jordan Davis between the circles, flips to Hepburn. Outside left, loops it into Tyler Wall against Rode. Wall backing. Wall off the left block, throws to Crowell. Left of the circle, feeds to Sejan of the left wing. 10 of the shot clock. The Sejan, he'll snap off a three. Bangs off the rim, no good. Van Zant the rebound. And Darius McGee up the right sideline of the front court. Rim running, it's Preston, but he cannot handle the pass. Through his hands and out of bounds.
Another thing you notice about McGee, and he's got a full toolbox, is his vision, his court vision, and his passing is also effortless along with that shot mechanic.
There's a little bit of everything and does it well. Carter Gilmore will inbound to Hepburn. Davis, Crowell, and Sejan rounding out the five. 6:15 left in the half, 24-23 Liberty. Hepburn up top, throwing to Crowell, right of the circle, thought about it, fakes the three, hands to Hepburn, Chucky at the top of the arc. Hepburn against Isaiah Warfield, left lane line is Hepburn, turns, throws it up, got it, and one. Chucky Hepburn, his second and one, just muscling it up. Isaiah Warfield called for the foul, and Hepburn goes to the free throw line.
Well, it's encouraging to see him play through contact, because that's been one of the probably weak areas of his game at times. When he gets close to the rim, he hasn't been strong going up with the shot.
9 points for Hepburn. Free throw in the air. Give him 10 points here in this first half. 26-24 Wisconsin. 6 minutes left in the first half of play. Kyle Rode jogs the dribble left sideline to the front court. Rode to the top, throws Darius McGee, open three, left side, air ball, and Asijan able to save it, almost lost it out of bounds. Here comes Hepburn, right sideline to the front court. Chucky going to work and going down Warfield, they play on, no foul called. Hepburn a step back, gave it a look and did not uncork it, throws it into Crowell. Crowell, right of the lane, feeds Asijan, now Hepburn throws to Jordan Davis, left side, back to Chucky, eight to shoot, Hepburn. Lost the dribble, gets it back, four to shoot. Chucky with a blow by to the rim, layup good. 12 for Hepburn, 28-24 Wisconsin, 5:15 left in the first half. Crowd into it here at the Kohl Center. Darius McGee out high. McGee right of the circle, turns it back out to Rode. Rode against Gilmore, Rode to the line, Rode right block. Out to Shiloh Robinson for three, left side, back rim no good. Jordan Davis the rebound. And here comes Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. Chucky on the dribble, left of the lane, splits through defenders and got fouled, knocked to the floor. Vinzanta and Warfield are there. As Chucky goes into the photographers. It'll go against Isaiah Warfield. That's his second.
Matt, how many times this year have we talked about how dribble penetration from an opponent has broken down Wisconsin's defense and created problems with rotations? We've seen that now with Chucky Hepburn.
There we have.
Able to get inside that defense and break it down.
Colin Porter comes back in. Richie McKay very rarely puts someone out there with two fouls in the first half. Free throw for Hepburn is good at the front end. He'll get one more. 29-24 Wisconsin with 4:49 left in the first half. That was team foul number 9 on Liberty. Wisconsin has committed 7. Wall, Gilmore, Hepburn, Davis, and Asijan out there for Wisconsin as Chucky hits both free throws and the Badgers have a 6-point lead. 4:49 left in the first half. Biggest lead of the day here for either team. Here's Colin Porter. Right sideline of the front court against Jordan Davis. Porter throwing to McGee. Open three. Right corner. Good. Left him wide open. And for him, threes can be like layups. 30-27 Wisconsin. 4:30 left in the first half. Wall left of the circle. Throws to Gilmore between the arcs. Carter with a bounce pass for Hepburn. Right wing. Hepburn against VanZant. Chucky flips it to Asijan. Back to Hepburn, and he got checked by VanZant. Hepburn goes to the floor. VanZant the foul, his first, but the team's 10th. So Hepburn at the line for two shots.
I know one of the laments of Bradley coach Brian Wardle was his team getting into foul trouble.
Yes.
He felt that changed the whole dynamic of the game.
And that's happening with Liberty now. Porter has two fouls. Warfield and Cleveland with two fouls. Porter is out there on the floor as Hepburn misses the first free throw. Hepburn and Crowell each with 14 points, so they have 28 of the 30 for Wisconsin. Connor Asijan has the other two. Second free throw for Hepburn in the air. Good. 15 for Hepburn. 31-27 Wisconsin. 4:19 left in the first half. Colin Porter brings it up the floor. Met by Jordan Davis. Porter at the midcourt logo. Bodies on the floor as VanZant and Asijan go down. Porter, right foul line extended. Asijan comes out on him. Porter will size him up. Takes the top of the circle. Wall gets him on a switch. 10 to shoot. Porter the drive and a nice dish. Shiloh Robinson low on the left. Layup good. Pretty drive and dish. 31-29 Wisconsin. 3:48 left in the half. Jordan Davis throwing to Gilmore at the top. Gilmore to the left wing, hands off to Hepburn. Chucky goes into Gilmore, low on the left. Gilmore in some traffic, flipped it up, no good. Rebound Shiloh Robinson with 3:33 left in the half. Here comes Darius McGee busting up the floor to the line, down the lane, layup good. Darius McGee again showing the burst. Tied at 31, 3:23 left in the first half. Hepburn up top, throws to Jordan Davis high on the right. Davis at the top of the circle. He'll toss it to Gilmore outside right. Bounce pass to Wall. Wall against Rode. Almost lost the handle. Wall backing mid post right. Turns to the block. Up left hand. Yes. First points for Tyler Wall. 33-31 Wisconsin. 2:57 left in the first half. And up the floor is Darius McGee. Left hand dribble. A step back three straight away. Short rebound. Jordan Davis for Wisconsin. 2:45 left of the break. 33-31 Wisconsin. Here's a siege in right of the lane. Goes to the goal. Leads it for Gilmore. Out to Davis. Flips a three. Left side. Front rim no. Rebound Joseph Van Zandt of Liberty. 2:33 left till halftime. 33-31 Wisconsin. Colin Porter walks into the front court against Jordan Davis. Porter rocks the dribble. Porter on the left-hand dribble takes it between the circles. Leads it for Darius McGee. He's with Hepburn. Shot clock at 7. Now Rode fakes the three. Sidesteps left. Takes the three and it rattles out. No good. Rebound Gilmore for Wisconsin. 2:05 left in the half. 2-point lead Wisconsin at 33-31. Hepburn between the arcs. Van Zandt picks him up. Chucky puts it on the deck, right of the lane, goes to the goal. Layup is good for Chucky Hepburn. Oh, he is finishing here in this first half. We know it has been an issue for Chucky this season. But a lot of strong takes from Hepburn. 35-31 Wisconsin. 1:40 left of the first half. Darius McGee against Tyler Wall. McGee gives it up to Robinson at the right point. Throws it back to McGee near the logo, on the logo actually. McGee, left elbow, feeds Robinson. Robinson drives by Gilmore, swoops to the rim. Layup, no. Rebound is Siegent. With 1:25 left in the half, 4-point lead for the Badgers. 35-31 Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn with 17 first half points. Starts the offense, takes a three straight away, and it's off the rim, no good. Darius McGee, the rebound for Liberty. McGee up the left sideline, drops it to Rode, flips it back to McGee. McGee against Wall, throwing to Rode. Rode off the left wing, bounce pass Robinson, lines up a three, takes it and missed it for the right corner. Wall the rebound for Wisconsin with 56 seconds left in the first half. Wall outside right, and a timeout taken by Greg Gard. The use it or lose it with 53.4 seconds left in the first half. 35-31 Wisconsin, and this will be a full timeout. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 53.4 seconds left in the half. Wisconsin 35, Liberty 31. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey. Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, and Pepsi. 53.4 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 35, Liberty 31.
Chucky Hepburn was 3 of his last 16 from the field over the last two games against Ohio State and Bradley. What a big first half for Hepburn. 6 of 7 inside the arc, 0 of 3 outside. 17 points, the most he's scored since Nebraska, February 11th. He went back-to-back Penn State and Nebraska with 19 points each in those games. Yes. Good to see him come alive, as you pointed out, inside the arc, finishing on drives.
He's been really good. Badgers getting all their work done inside the arc. All 15 of their buckets. They're 0 for 6 from the three-point line. 15 of 24 overall. So that's a pretty mean numbers right there, what they're doing inside the three-point line. Liberty, 12 of 25 from the floor, 4 of 13 from distance.
Don't you look at this sport, too, and you think about gamesmanship? So all Chucky Hepburn hears coming into this game, all he hears about is Darius McGee.
Oh, yeah.
And how prolific he is as a scorer, and rightly so. So you want to be motivated yourself, and yeah. I think that's what we've seen in part in the first half with Hepburn.
He's one of those guys, one of about a million. He'll play with a little bit of a chip. And he has brought it here in this first half. Isaac Lindsay in the game. He'll inbound, sideline right. Throws it into Tyler Wall. Crow went to the deck, and here's Wall at the left block. And now Wall, Crow sends Robinson to the deck, and now tempers flare as Isaiah Warfield getting up into Stevie.
Crow was really upset. I've never seen him that mad for him to retaliate like he did.
Boy, he is hot. And there's going to be a review here. As the only thing that I saw was Crow with a little retaliation there, but he must have got popped.
Up high,
yeah.
So he was kind of shaking it off. That I saw him on the floor. He was shaking it off a little bit. We only saw the tail end of it.
Yeah.
We saw the retaliation from Crow. And I mean,
It wasn't
by accident. He went back at him.
Yeah, then he and Warfield bumped each other a little bit. Crow is seething.
We still didn't see how that was initiated.
It's going to be
how Robinson initiated the play. We don't have that on video.
It's going to be at least the second foul on Crow. Remember, if they assess a tech, that would be his third. So this is not a small thing here. 49 and a half seconds left of the break. 35-31. Wisconsin leading Liberty.
Remember earlier in the game, too, Crow delivered an elbow, inadvertent elbow to Robinson's face.
Yeah. And we're taking a look at the monitor here just to see how this all started. And Shiloh Robinson with some early contact on Crow, they let go through, and then Crow with some contact that sent Robinson to the floor that they didn't let go through. So there's some stuff to sort out.
I mean, it's rare to see Crow with that face, that anger.
Oh, yeah.
Just not that type of player.
I was talking to Greg Gard a couple of weeks ago, and we about guys who chirp a little bit, and I said, who's a good sneaky trash talker? And he said Crow. Well, in practice, things he'll say, but there's a difference between, you know, practice chirping a little bit and what we have just witnessed from Stevie, who's just a little physical battle there with Shiloh Robinson, and Crow just wasn't having it.
No, because he looked back at Robinson after he was walking away,
yeah.
too.
But again, this is important here because he's sitting with two fouls right now, and actually I think they assessed him with a tech, so that's going to give him 3. As I don't know if this will work, but I'm going to try to eavesdrop here as the officials talk to the TV crew to our left.
And it's no secret how important Crow has been over the last couple of games.
You're not going to be able to hear any of that. So
Crow in the first half, 7 of 8 from the field, 14 points for Wisconsin, coming off a 36-point game against Bradley.
Looks like they are going to have a flagrant. So the officials informing Greg Gard and Richie McKay, the two head coaches of What's Up. So I would imagine you'd be in line for a flagrant if your crowd are excessive, unnecessary contact. I'm sure how they're going to define that. Mike Mankey, public address announcer, eavesdropping over at the scores table. We'll pick up his as Darius McGee will be going to the free throw line for the flagrant throws. 49 and a half seconds left of the first half, 35-31, Wisconsin.
A flagrant personal foul and a technical foul has been called on Stephen Crowell.
Darius McGee with a free throw, it's good. And the second free throw is good for Darius McGee. Two shots and the ball here, so a big turn of events here. There's maybe two more shots in the ball. Shiloh Robinson will step to the free throw line for his throws off the flagrant, and he gets the first. So Crowell has three fouls. We'll take the rest of the half off. Robinson will miss the second, so they get three out of four. It's 35-34 Wisconsin. But they get 3 points and the ball with 49 and a half seconds left in the half. So a one-point game as it's getting feisty here at the Kohl Center. And Darius McGee will let it roll, picks it up, brings it to the front court of the right side. McGee goes at the Peebles, runs it down, right corner. A bounce for Kyle Rode against Wall. Rode top of the circle, hoisting up a three. Missed it short. Wall the rebound for Wisconsin. 35 seconds left in the half. 35-34 Wisconsin. At about a 7 second difference, game to shot clock. Hepburn on the dribble outside right against Isaiah Warfield. Uncontested is Chucky right now near the midstripe. 20 to play, 13 to shoot. Hepburn with a hip-high dribble. Down to 15 seconds left in the half. Hepburn against Robinson. Chucky drives low on the left. Couple of pumps up and in. 10 seconds left in the half. Three-point lead, Wisconsin. Down to 7 seconds. Darius McGee with 5 seconds. McGee right side snaps off a three. Back rim, no. Rebound, Rowe throws it up, missed. And we hit halftime in Madison. And we have a good one going on at the Kohl Center.
Only fitting, too, that Hepburn would finish through contact because he's done it consistently in this half. He took on Robinson, got to the glass, and scored.
Greg Gard with words for official Bill Eck. As his team will have a three-point lead, but his big man Stephen Crowell has three fouls. We are at halftime here at the Kohl Center from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. Halftime in Madison, Wisconsin 37, Liberty 34. We're back with the halftime report in 1 minute. Presented by Culver's, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Halftime at the Kohl Center, the second round NIT game, Wisconsin 37, Liberty 34. Chucky Hepburn with 19 first half points. Stephen Crowell with 14. Tyler Wall, Connor Asijan, each with two. Darius McGee pacing Liberty, he has 15. Kyle Rode with six. Shiloh Robinson with five. Joseph Van Zandt with four. Colin Porter with two. Zach Cleveland with two. At the break, Wisconsin 37, Liberty 34. Mike is back with the SBA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and 650 certified service centers. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, when it comes to friendly, professional service, name-brand product availability, and everyday low prices, we've got you covered. Quality, product, service, and the auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. Now that's your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. And thank you for shopping locally.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Wisconsin leads Liberty University 37-34 at halftime, second round game of the NIT at Courtside. I'm joined now by Jim Posey, Wisconsin State Journal. Curious, even before the feistiness we saw in the first half here, what was your take on the Badgers being in this tournament at all? North Carolina said thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, I thought it was a good thing to do. I mean, I think there's value, as we saw in the first game with Stephen Krull, right? I think that's a guy that can build on a game like that. And there's other guys on this team that can get something out of it. I just think anytime you have a chance to compete, you take it. And I didn't see the downside. I understand 5 years ago when they had guys that were injured, Brad Davison was playing with one shoulder. I understand why you would say, hey, the season's over. This time I didn't see that.
Yeah, the operative word is compete, because we saw two teams competing in that first half.
It was fun. Like I told you before we started here, that was energetic. The crowd's into it. It's physical. I think you can learn, like I said, going back to the first answer, I think you can learn from those experiences and pay them forward at some other point.
I think they expect around 10,000 here today at the Kohl Center, and as you pointed out to me, it's a different audience a little bit.
I think so. I mean, I have no proof of this, but it seems like there's probably people here that don't usually come to games. So they get to sit a little bit closer than they normally do. They're a little more into it than the normal crowd would be. So it's fun. It's been a fun atmosphere.
We'll talk some more with Jim right after this. More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Update your home with new flooring from Tarkett. Choose from our wide selection of Tarkett waterproof vinyl plank, easy to install sheet vinyl, and durable laminate flooring. Bravado laminate flooring is only $159 per square foot after 11% rebate. Good through March 26th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin leads Liberty 37-34 at halftime. I'm joined